Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The fourth edition of the Tomorrow's Top Hands Beef Leadership Summit kicks off today, October 22nd in Minot, at the Sleepin' In Suites and will be going on through Saturday, October 24th. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is excited to host this high-energy, power-packed beef industry career exploration and leadership development conference for youth to help gain connections and develop leadership skills. The summit is open to ages 14 to 20. Speakers include Katie Dills, Amanda Radke, Callie Thorne, NDSA President Jeff Schaefer, and Courtney Dehoff, along with others. And there will be some great tours around the Minot area. We are excited to be hosting the Tomorrow's Top Hands Beef Leadership Summit in Minot this weekend. For several years, the United States Fish and Wildlife Service has used critical habitat designations as a tool of concern to essentially instigate land grabs of private property. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association wrote in a letter supporting a proposed rule change, which includes some Critically Endangered Species Act reforms that would be beneficial to landowners and local governments alike, and correct costly and unjust land grabs that result from critical habitat rules. The newly proposed rule, if finalized, would prevent this from happening again and give counties, landowners, and federal permit holders a voice in whether land is designated as a critical habitat and, therefore, federally managed. In the end, the proposed regulations will ultimately give a stronger voice to stakeholders potentially affected by a critical habitat designation, and our organization supports the changes. The United States Department of Agriculture, USDA's Risk Management Agency, RMA, is seeking public comments on recommended improvements to the Pasture, Rangeland, Forage, Rainfall Index Crop Insurance Program by November 5th. RMA contracted for an independent evaluation of the PRF program to determine its effectiveness as a risk management tool for livestock producers. In addition to the PRF program, the recommendations could be applied to other rainfall index programs, such as apiculture and annual forage. The independent evaluation includes several recommendations, including adjusting the county base value productivity range, better targeting of indemnities, focusing PRF on viable forage production areas, focusing coverage on risk-reducing intervals, taking an alternative approach to reducing frequent shallow losses, and modifying the CBV. For more information, visit rma.usda.gov. For over 91 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham, signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.